Thank God. Oh, God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, I want to start speaking about being led by the Spirit of God today. And as we get going, let's turn over to Proverbs. Actually, not the top of your sheet there, but Proverbs 3. Let's go there first. Praise God. We're not going to get through this in one day. We're going to sit here as long as we need to sit here because this is vital. Vital in our lives to be led by the Spirit of God. We want to be led by Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." He shall. That means He's going to. No ifs, ands, buts about it. He shall. Let's read it again. We'll come back to this verse probably. We're going to start here. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths." I want my paths to be directed by Him. I don't want to direct my paths. Now you understand I have responsibilities. You have responsibilities. We do natural things on this earth. But we want that to all flow from Him. We get our orders from Him. We get our direction from Him. And then we carry it out. I am not smart enough to direct my own path the way He would want me to do it. None of us are. Now, the world tells you something else. They say you should direct your path. You get your 1 year, 5 year, 10 year plan together. You figure out how you're going to do it, and by sheer willpower, you get it done. Because anything you set your mind to, you can do. That's not the way the Bible teaches us. Now, the Bible tells us that we should rely on Him. Notice what it said. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not trust in you. Not trust in your education. Not trust in your family tree. Not trust in your resources. Don't trust in your friends. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. This is opposite what the world tells us. They say you can't trust anybody else but you. Number one. Look out for number one. Take care of business and get it done. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Now are we saying we don't have anything to do with it? That we should just stick our heads in the sand? No. God has given us a part. The emphasis is, though, that He shall direct our paths as we look to Him. We're not supposed to look at our own resources to get it done. We look to Him. He'll tell us what to do, and He'll get it done. If we'll just look to Him, He'll make things happen that we could not have planned ever better. That doesn't mean He can't give us our plans, but just be sure it's Him giving us the plans. There's certain things you need. If you're going to build a building, you should have plans. You don't just show up with a bunch of heavy equipment that you rent for how much, you know, and just show up a contractor and say, well, let's see, what should we do? No, we don't do that. But we don't want to do that with our life. But with Him, if we just look to Him, He'll give us the plans. If He tells us to build the building, then He'll tell us how to build the building. He'll tell us what to do. And that doesn't mean we have to have all the resources or the know-how. He'll tell us who to use to build the building. He'll tell us who to get there. See, He'll tell us how to get it done. That doesn't mean we have to know everything. It doesn't mean He's going to do everything. It means if we'll get the flow from Him, carry it out here on this earth, then it will get done the way it's supposed to get done. You know, Brother Hagin tells about how when he started Rhema, when he first spoke it out that they were going to start a Bible school, he was like at camp meeting on the platform and he was prophesying and he said, "And we're going to start a Bible school." It came out of his mouth. They had to like play the tape back to tell him that he had said that. He's like, "What?" He didn't even realize it. Well, he went and they went in that direction. And Pastor Hagin's the one that really put that together. Like Pastor Hagin liked to say, when he said we, he meant me and Lynette. Basically, they knew it was them. And they started it and they got things going. But then after they got it going, people would call them up and say, we want to start our own Bible school. How did you do it? What did you do? Tell us exactly what you did because we want to do the same thing. And Brother Hagin would say, if God told you to do it, he'll tell you what to do. If he's telling you to start a Bible school, he'll tell you what to do. No use asking me because he told us what to do. That doesn't mean that plan's going to work for you. Don't get it in your head that there's one way to do something. There's not. That's where we miss it a lot of time because you're leaning on basically somebody else's understanding. Well, it worked for them. It'll work for me. Not so. They're a different person. They have different background. They have different resources. They're maybe in a different part of the country. Well, it'll work. Who are we leaning on then with all our heart? Not God. See, God will lead us for our lives and our family's lives. And nobody else can be led by God for your life. Nobody. Not me. Not somebody you hear on TV. Nobody. God will lead us individually for our lives. He will speak to us. He will speak to us concerning our families and what to do. That doesn't mean we can't look at resources and whatever. But the way it'll happen, God will direct you to be doing some in a certain direction. Then maybe somebody says something and it bears witness with you in here. And you say, yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Somebody else is, you might read something in a book. Half the thing doesn't bear witness to you at all. But then one thing will say, yeah, that's what I need to do. See, God will put it together in what you need to do. He'll direct us and guide us if we'll trust him. Each of us for our own lives, but we want to be led by him. We're children of the Almighty God. Let's be led by him. It should not be that we are the captain of our lives. It should be that the Holy Spirit is quickening to us his plan, and we walk it out, and it will be good. One person said, I wrote it down, mentioned this before, I wrote it down years ago when I was like a teenager, read it, and it said, if you'll not be afraid of God's will for your life and put his word first, God, what comes to pass will be far above anything you can think up yourself. You can't dream up, you can't think up the plans God has for you. It'll far exceed. So let's not try. He's already got a good plan. And that's not, sometimes we make this grandiose, like, what's the plan of God? You know, he has a plan for your day today, right now. Part of it includes, if you're here, it's just getting the word and listening. But when you go out of here, he's got a plan. Now, we don't need to go off on the ditch and start freaking out about it and say, oh no, what am I going to do here? What tie am I going to wear, Holy Spirit? That people go to the extremes, and they open the, again, that goes back to what you heard earlier, you open the door for the devil when you do that, because the devil will accommodate you. No, just know that God is leading us, he's guiding us, he's helping us. Yes, he has a plan, but don't go to the other extreme and micromanage everything, because we miss it. But he has a plan, and he has a direction, and if we'll be faithful in the little things and what he's telling us to do today, we will get the big plan. So many times people look out here and say, oh, I'm going to do this. I really believe God has this for me to do. And so instead of taking the steps, what does God tell me to do today, and start doing that, they'll say, but I want, this is what God's telling me to do, and they try to leap and get into trouble. Because when you see what's out there, and even if God's spoken it to you, you don't know how to get there. And if you don't know how to get there, sometimes it's tempting to try to make a way to get there. And now you're not talking about steps, you're talking about giant leaps. And it says, the Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He orders the steps. So just take the step. And as you take a step and a step, you just be led, he'll get you over here to where you don't know how all that came to pass. I couldn't have figured it out, but God knew. All I did is I was faithful today to do what I needed to do today. Jesus said, you just need to worry about, and he didn't mean literally, just be concerned about what is today. If today is what is on the agenda is to plan for tomorrow, then that's what you're doing today. Do you see? It doesn't mean you don't plan at all. It means if God's prompting you to say, take care of that, look ahead. That's what we do today. I'm going to take care of that now. Yeah, and then when it comes time for that to come to pass, it's already taken care of. And if we'll live day to day by the Spirit, there won't be any train wrecks. Stress will be alleviated because we'll be in the right place at the right time because we're being led by Him. Thank God. Now let's go back up to Romans. Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 14. We'll read through 17. Some of these things, we're just getting going today. There's a lot of things we're going to delve into different ways as the Spirit leads, as God leads, but we're just kind of getting going today. So we're not going to maybe go in so much detail on certain areas. Verse 14, Romans 8, 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We're all sons and daughters of God in this room. So we are being led by God. We are. That goes with the territory. If you are a son of God, you are being led by God. God is leading each of us right now, today, prompting us. "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." But back in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Now, I'm not a Greek scholar. I don't claim to be. But in my study Bible, it says this, "Since the word translated led is a present participle, it may be translated, this verse, as many as are continually being led by the Spirit of God." As many as are continually being led by the Spirit of God. It's an ongoing process. That doesn't mean you were led once. So if you're led by God once, then you're a son of God. No, it means you're being led constantly. He's continually leading us. Always. 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 He's sending the messages to us, to our heart, to our spirit. We'll go on to that more. But we are a three-part being. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5. But we can go into that more. But we have to know that the inside of us, He doesn't lead us by our head. He doesn't lead us by our senses. He leads us by our heart, our inward man, bearing witness with our heart. But He's continually leading us. So as we go, He can continually be making course adjustments. Just continually be getting us where we need to go. He's continually leading and guiding us for our lives. Psalm 32:8. He is leading us. If there's one thing we want to establish, is that He is leading us. This is not something, oh, it's for the people that, boy, if they really walk with God, then they're led by God. No. It's just standard equipment. If you're a child of God, if you're a son of God, you're being led. What we want to know is let's know, be able to recognize the voice of God. But just to know that He is leading us, He is guiding us, He's helping us, He has a good plan for us. We're qualified. Just say, I'm qualified to be led by God. I'm being led by God today. Amen. Today. Not for the super spiritual. Today. A child. Child, whether it's naturally speaking, whether it's a baby Christian, person that's just been born again, can be led by God just as much as a person that's been a Christian for years. Now, when I say the person that's been a Christian for years may understand some stuff about what's God and what's not, but the baby Christian has all the equipment to be led by God right at the beginning. Don't ever override that. God, the devil can throw you curveballs in the natural because he is the God of this world. We have been redeemed from his control because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he is the God of this world until his lease runs out. God gave dominion to Adam. Adam committed high treason, yielded his authority. And like what we said in the men's group last week, he knew what he was doing. He yielded his authority to Satan. Satan is the God of this world. He has dominion. And until Jesus comes back, he has dominion on this earth, not over Christians, but over unbelievers. And so he can influence the natural realm. So we can't be led by circumstances. We can't be led by our senses because they can be deceived. But your spirit cannot be deceived. Satan cannot run interference between God speaking to your heart. He can't do it. So don't ever override your heart. So I was saying about baby Christians, you know, if a baby Christian was in some service, like I've heard accounts of that, like Brother Hagin used to say, and here's something, and this has happened, I've seen things like this in my own life and whatever, you're in something and you don't, you know, some guy up on the pulpit or whatever, and I'm not, don't get the wrong idea, we're not saying to be critical, we're not saying, we always know more than whoever's preaching or whatever, we always have to be critical. No, don't go off on that tangent. My point in saying this is that we can be led. If we're sitting in a service, something can be going on. And the people, you could be saying, oh, these people are seasoned. But a baby Christian could be saying, no, this isn't right. Something's not right here, or something's being said that doesn't line up or whatever, and be right, but could dismiss it saying, oh, well, surely they know more than I do. They've been around longer than I have, and turn it off. And that whole time, it's like inside, no, this is not right. No, there's a warning inside. My point is, don't ever turn that off. Now, don't go nuts with it and think everything that you feel when you haven't walked, as long as somebody else walks, take that with a grain of salt. Don't think that all of a sudden everything that you think is God and surely, well, I know I can hear the Spirit of God. Yeah, but if the guy's walked for 40 years or 50 years with God, probably take it with a grain of salt and let God speak to you. Don't jump off and say, well, you're wrong. Well, you might be wrong. Maybe you don't understand some things. And so, like one person said, I was at Raymond, if you don't understand something and somebody that you respect saying or whatever, put it on the shelf. Just put it on the shelf. There may be a come a day you walk by that and you walk by that thing again and you say, oh, now you're hot, you're growing up enough, you're high enough, you can see it. You can pull it off and say, oh, I understand what the guy was saying now. I understand. Some things have been filled in your life. Oh, I understand it. If you don't understand it, can't complete get it, don't just dismiss it and say, oh, that's heresy, or say, well, that just can't be God. You don't have to swallow it. If you can't quite get it, shelve it and just go on. Don't let the devil get in there and just derail you on everything. But God can lead us. He's leading us now. Psalm 32, verse 8. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Now look at that in the Living Bible. This makes it really clear to us. I will instruct you, says the Lord, and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch your progress. Hallelujah. God said that to us. He's leading us. You see, he's continually leading us. That's not like, I told you what to do, I'll talk to you in 10 years, good luck. No, he's saying, I will instruct you, says the Lord. Thank God we have him for a counselor and guide you along the best pathway for your life. Not just mediocre, not just, well, could have done better. The best pathway for your life. Best. That's what I want. And I know that's what you want. The best pathway. And it comes from just looking to him. But this is what he's doing. I will instruct you, says the Lord, and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you, and I'll watch your progress. I'll advise you. I'll tell you what to go. What should I? If you ever wonder, what should I do in a situation? We'll go to him and ask him. That doesn't mean we can't go to natural counsel. God can speak through people, but we'll take it to him. He'll advise us and he'll watch our progress. He is not checking out. Well, I know God, the devil will tell you this. Well, I know God's leading so-and-so because they're spiritual, but he's not leading me. I just can't seem to hear God. That's a lie. Don't agree with it. Don't let that come out of your mouth. That's the enemy trying to confuse you, trying to get you to get out of faith, to not believe God. No, we're reading scriptures today to build our faith so that we see what God says. When he comes to that, that's what these scriptures are for. We look back and say, no, he's leading me. I'm a son of God. He said, trust not, lean not on your own understanding. He said, I will direct your paths. You come back at him with the word, say, no, he's leading me. He just said, I just read in Psalm. He'll continually lead me. I will instruct you and guide you along the best pathway for your life. That's me. I'm being led. And when, see, this is faith like anything else. The most important time to say you're being led is when you felt like you made a bad decision. Because that's when the devil will jump on your shoulder and say, see, you weren't listening to God. You can't hear God. You can't hear it. Look at, if you could hear God, you would have made a better decision. Well, we may have made a mistake, but that doesn't mean we can't hear God. That's the time to say, bless God, I make good decisions. I hear God. I hear the voice of God, and I make good decisions in my life, and you declare how it's going to be. Just like any other situation. If we feel symptoms in our body, we don't say, oh, well, I guess I'm just not healed. No, we say, in spite of that, I'm healed. Well, if in spite of symptoms that it looks like, well, you just aren't hearing God, you aren't being led. In spite of that, you say, no, I am hearing God. Call those things that be not as though they were. Agree with him because he's leading you. He's got the best pathway for your life set. Don't disagree with him. Don't fall off and listen to the enemy and say, oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right. No, God's right there. He's leading us. He's sending the signals. He's showing the direction to our heart. If we start disagreeing with him and start agreeing with the devil, we shut down our receiver. We start to cloud up the issue and start to say, oh, well, that brings in confusion. Well, I don't know. Can I hear God? Well, I thought that was God last time, but it looks like it wasn't. So, gosh, I just don't know if I can hear. No, don't give in to that. Because the devil will bring you down that road. He'll accommodate you. He'll beat you up left and right. Just keep him in the realm of faith. Just go over and say, no, I hear the voice of God. I'm hearing God. I hear his voice clearly. And just declare what the word says. Let's turn over to John 10. This is one of the most vital areas because we can be led by him. If we can be led by him, it means we're carrying out his will on this earth. If we're carrying out his will, everything is already taken care of. All the resources are there, and the devil cannot stop us. He cannot derail you when you're in the center of God's will. We don't want our will. It's his will. Like Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. John 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. We are sheep. And Jesus is referring to himself, you know, down a little way. He says, I'm the door. And then he says, I'm the good shepherd. I'm who I'm talking about. We're his sheep. He's the shepherd. We hear his voice. When the devil comes and tries to tell us, no, you don't hear his voice. I heard the scripture, but you know, you don't hear his voice because you're this. No, you come right back at him with the word and say, I am qualified. I am a child of God, and the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. And right here in John, it says that his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And he calls them out by name. He knows us by name. He knows our situation perfectly. You think you know all the ins and outs of your situation? He knows it far more than any of us know. Because he knows the hearts and plans and schemes of men, which we don't know. We are limited by our five senses, our experience, that's in the natural. But with the Spirit of God, see, that's why it's so important to be led by him. He knows what is really happening in any situation. He knows what's behind. He knows if it's an ambush. He has helicopter support. He has radio support. He can see the whole thing. You know, the special teams forces might be going this, and there's caverns, and they have limited visibility. But the helicopter up there saying, no, you need to go over. No, don't go that way. There's an ambush there. Don't go there. Go this way. Yeah, but it looks like it's clear. Yeah, but you don't see what we see. You go over here. That's God. That cannot be deceived. That communication, that two-way is, it cannot be disrupted. That's why we hear his voice. The enemy tries to get in there. He tries to tell us lies. But we just say, no, I don't. That's not the voice of God. That's not his voice. I hear his voice. How do we know his voice? We get, number one, we're not going into this part today, but we're led by our spirit, by our inward man. Well, we're going to get into some of it today. But we're led by our heart, not by our head, by our inward man, led by peace. Led by peace. If we'll go where peace, Satan can't fake peace. He's the author of confusion. So if we'll be led by peace, and something comes in, starts agitating you left and right, we use the word as our barometer. We're going to talk about some of the things. Our heart, you know, if we'll walk straight, we'll just hook up with what he's telling us. But we hear his voice. If you ever hear that, the enemy, the voice of the enemy telling you don't hear God, you go right back to him with the word and say, no, I'm his child, I'm a sheep, and I hear the shepherd's voice. I hear it. You declare it. We declare it firmly. I hear it. No, I hear the voice. Well, it sure doesn't look like you're hearing it, but I hear it. I believe it. I'm hearing his voice. I'm being led by him. Thank God. Thank God. We don't have to turn there. Just look on your sheet there. Just in relation to this, this goes with everything, but Matthew 11:30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's read that whole verse. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This applies to every area of the Christian life, but I wanted to bring it in here because it's not a hard thing to hear God. His yoke is not hard. Oh, I'm trying to hear God. I just don't know which way to go. Number one, we had to step back and start believing what the Bible says. In that area, we just step back and say, no, even if we don't feel like it, I hear God. I agree with the Word of God, and I hear Him, and we speak out, not what we feel, not what's happened, but what the Word says. Yes, I hear Him, and it's not hard. His burden is easy. His yoke is light. I hear Him. I'm a Christian. I'm qualified. God is leading me right today. That we just declare it, and He is. And the more we're confident and speak out and in faith, we're going to see what we've been believing for. And we'll see him leading us. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3. I want to touch on this. So We hear His voice. What's the primary way we're going to know whether we're hearing Him or not? By peace. By peace. By peace. That's the thing that the devil cannot fake. By peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Whose mind is stayed on you. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. What we started with, Proverbs 3, don't turn over there. But let me read it. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths." See, if you're keeping him centered up, you're keeping your focus on him, you're keeping your heart centered up on him, you're going to be in peace and he will direct your paths. They go hand in hand. The peace of the living God, you look at one way and you're walking with him, you're just focusing on him. What does that mean? You lock yourself in a closet forever and don't see any humanity? No, that means as you're going through your day, You're just centered on him. Yes, you're doing your job, but your heart's just communing with him. You're with there. Then something comes up. Which way should I go? Follow peace. You feel troubled over here. You think of going this way. I don't know. It just kind of turmoil. You think of over here. It's peaceful. Now, I'm not saying in your head everything looks perfect. I'm saying in your heart. Everything is good down there. You go with peace. And we're not in a rush to make decisions. We're not in a rush to get it done. The devil will try to push you. God will never push us. So if we'll just take time. Sometimes we can say, oh, well, that doesn't seem like there's any bad things that could happen with that. And you can mistake peace for no conflict or nothing going wrong in the natural. No, we're talking about the peace that's in the heart. Peace in here. See, God, the devil can't fake that. He can't fake that. He can't create that. That's why we're not going to be in a hurry to make decisions. You just let God speak to your heart. Because if it's God today, it will be God tomorrow. It will be God the next day. And the bigger the decision, the more time I would give to make sure that the peace is still there. You know, we mentioned it when we moved out here. We did not jump on that. There was a process and things got into place to where, yeah, this could be it. We sat on it. We didn't tell anybody. I'm not quick to tell people because when you tell people, now their reaction comes back at you. And if you're not careful, that gets into your head. And you start saying their fears they can project on you. They may be afraid of what you're doing. And so they're saying, well, are you sure you want it? It has nothing to do with you. But the devil will jump in on there and start, you know, racking your brain with it. We did not tell a soul. We didn't tell anybody. We just sat and just let it sit, saying, if it's God today, it'll be God tomorrow. And it'll just get better and it'll get stronger. And because God doesn't make a mistake. He didn't go, made a mistake. Sorry, I really meant over here. He doesn't do that. God doesn't speak all the time like in the way we'd think as far as he's always communicating us, but he didn't say, thus saith the Lord. You know, of course he wouldn't say it that way, but you say, thus saith the Lord, this, I'm going to do this. And then the next, you know, year, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to do this. Somewhere in there, that's not God. Because God directs us, guides us, moves us, course corrects us, whatever. He gets us to where we need to be, but he's not in a hurry. And if it's God one day, it'll be God the next. So we don't have to be in a hurry to make a decision. We don't have to be in a hurry to get it all done. Yeah, but there's this deadline. What's a deadline? Did God say it was a deadline? Or is it something we felt like this is what we have to do by this time? Did God say it? If God didn't say it, throw it out the window. That goes for anything you're believing for. Don't put a time limit on him. We just look at Him. We just say, God, what do you want me to do? And then just look at peace. Just look at in the inside. And He'll keep us. As long as we look at peace, we can't be misled. We can't be put off. And if it's God, one day it'll be God the next day. And we just sit and we say, yeah, it seems good. Yeah, it seems good. And time goes past and our thoughts are this or that. Your mind will get bored of some things. But the Spirit, if it's God, it'll stay there. And you say, yeah, I don't understand it necessarily, but it seems like God, and it just keeps getting stronger. Yeah, until where you get to that point, it's God. All right, let's go. Now, you don't have to deliberate like that over the small things of life, but the bigger it is, the more time I give to just be sure it's God, both ways. The devil can't fake that. But we are being led by God. He will lead us by peace. And as we just let Him lead us, it'll be good. It'll be the perfect plan. It'll be the right plan. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, I think that's as far as we're going to go today. Like I said, we're just getting started. We're going to delve into some things. But if we take one thing out of today, it's that we hear God. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are hearing God. We are hearing God. And number two, the number one way is going to be by peace, which we'll go into more. But thank God, He is leading us. He is guiding us. Thank you, Lord God.